turn the radio on. The Aurora Borealis, this is better than this. This is really... Come on, honey. Get up. Come on.
Oh, boy, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I don't know if anything's wrong. Get up. I'm not kidding. Come on.
Is that an accident?
No, it's not an accident. Okay. You wanted to get out of the house anyway, right?
Well, not at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, honey. 4 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to get out of the house and go driving around looking for aliens. That's the best time to look for them, anyways.
Screw drum. Right, we're going to raise the money ourselves. We're going to New Mexico.
What? Oh, the kids.
Chicago's all set. They'll call me and let me know how it goes. I've got some more filming stops set up on the East Coast for you.
Come on.
Hey, Fish, did that private investor from Houston ever get back to us?
I'll stand up on my way to LA.
Okay, back in the contact story. They lost their funding, so they're going to have to go find some new way to do it, right?
Mrs. Harris. Right there, Mrs. Harris. There better be a very good reason.
So they're still listening for radio things. I'll try and get into that crux of that soon.
Roy, you're sunburned. Look at you.
How'd you get sunburned, Roy? I must have been one of those aliens pulled up next to my car.
Honey, what is it? Roy, what did it look like?
It's like an ice cream cone.
Just for the last 13 months, coming to terms like this with people like you.
Sorry. And it wasn't like an ice cream cone.
Truth is, you're my last chance, so. I'm sorry, I wasted your time.
Doctor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have your money.
What? Somebody she didn't see, who was watching her from a camera in the room, just gave her all the financing she could ever dream of. Of course, it took years, but whatever. This movie takes like 10 years to play out, so let's not get carried away with what's what. Foul language in a Spiel movie. Damn it.
Hey!
What the?
What is this? Is this a personal vendetta now?
Not just from one. There's been enormous pressure from other scientists as well.
Listening to washing machines? Did you really think these stories wouldn't get around?
I was looking for patterns in the chaos. Come on.
It doesn't matter anymore. We're a joke to them. They want us out.
We've got 3 months until the paperwork goes through.
Just start looking for other funding. I'll just start writing.
Could you face reality, please? Just this once, Ellie. We lost. It's over.
I'm not stopping. If I have to go it alone, I'll go it alone. I've done it before.
My guest tonight is author and theologian Palmer Joss. He's become a spiritual counselor of sorts and a recent fixture at the White House. God's diplomat, according to the New York Times. His latest book, Losing Faith, is currently number one on that publication's bestseller list. Thanks for being with us, Palmer. You have had quite a ride this last couple of years.
Yes, you have.
Now, Fish, you know, I was thinking, who would make the best astronomers? I mean, think about it. Who has the perfect symmetry of career and lifestyle?
Science.
I guess.
Technology. Well, Palmer! Doesn't pull any punches. Are you anti-technology? Are you anti-science?
No, not at all. The question that I'm asking is,
better be good, girls.
Are we happier as a human race? Is the world fundamentally a better place because of science and technology?
Shopping all over the web.
Oh my God, what's that noise? Anyone? Anyone?
I think it's because we're looking for the meaning. Well, what is the meaning? We have mindless jobs, we take frantic vacations, deficit finance trips to the mall to buy more things that we think are going to fill these holes in our lives. I mean, is it any wonder that we lost our sense of direction?
You're about to blow me.
Ellie, it's time to freak out. Wake up, wake up. Okay, so you know that she's found some coordinates and she's gonna go track something.
Hello? Right ascension, 18 hours, 36 minutes.
They didn't even want to talk to you.
Hey, is anybody awake in there? I'm moving the.
Meanwhile, in Durham Salad, they're singing.
Ah!
Parlez-vous français? Well, I beg your pardon. My English is not good too.
I want to share with you now a breakthrough that happened in India. We say it means something.
The AWACS out of Kirtland jamming us, but I'm down.
Bud's reading it too. Willie, patch it back and give me the off max. Are we recording?
Never stopped.
Thank you, Elmer.
AWACS status is negative.
What about White Sands?
And this frequency? No.
Punch of the darks. Use the spine tonight, guys. Come on.
All right. NORAD's not tracking any snoops in this picture. Shuttle endeavors in sleep mode.
Okay. Point source confirmed. Whatever it is, it ain't local.
Position?
I checked interferometry somewhere in Lyra, I think.
Vega?
Can't be. It's only 26 light years away.
Hey, what's the peak intensity?
Coming up.
Vega. Starting. I have those numbers. That was a 3. The one before was a 2. Base 10 numbers. Just start counting now. See how far we can get. Seven. 2, 3, 5, 7. Those are all prime numbers. Natural phenomenon.
Holy shit.
Okay, let's just calm down and pull up the star file on Vega.
It doesn't make any sense. The system is too young, so it can't have a planetary system, let alone life, let alone
its
planets. Well, maybe they didn't grow up there. Maybe they're just visiting. I don't know.
Okay, so spacecraft? No, this system is full of debris. It would get clobbered.
Well, not if they used their laser blasters and photon torpedoes.
That's not funny, Willie.
Yeah. How else we can explain it? That's what you're talking about.
But Willie's right. If we go public with this, we're wrong. That's it.
Shaving cream. Pillows.
God, I wish Kent was here.
Whatever the signal is, we better do something soon. Vega's gonna set.
That position is confirmed. We've got 4.4623 gigahertz.
Know what this is?
Confirmed.
What do you do when you think that your
all right, do you have a source location yet?
Your star might set.
This means something.
We put it right smack in the middle.
They're next.
Vega.
Vega. Today's code word is
okay, thanks, Ian. Just Vega. Keep tracking, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, righto.
Out of the northwest.
Jimmy, come here.
Oh, my God, it's Vega.
Okay, 101. The pulse sequence through every prime number between 2 and 101.
Like Halloween.
Prime numbers, baby. Oh, I'm prime now.
Pulaski's visiting at Caltech.
Explain this to me. If the source of the signal is so sophisticated, why the remedial math?
Exactly. Why don't you just speak English?
Maybe because 70% of the planet speaks other languages. Mathematics is the only true universal language. It's no coincidence that he's a prodigy.
I get it.
We just received two 15-minute broadcasts.
Are these non-random signals?
104 rapid pulses. After a five-second interval, 40...
People have been looking at Vega for years. No results. Now, yesterday, they started...
Imagine that.
Primes. Why?
Well, it's hardly yesterday, because the signal has been transmitting for 26 years.
Dr. Errol.
Excuse me, who are you?
Michael Kitts, National Security Advisor.
Doctor, let me first say that your reputation...
Actually, first, could you ask the gentleman with the firearms to wait outside? It's supposed to be a civilian facility.
What were you thinking of?
Doctor, with all due respect to your scientific knowledge...
Hey. Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you're back.
Yeah.
Come on, I got something for you to hear.
It should be noted that both these movies are almost exactly the same in length, and we just saw it that if you start them at the same time, they make contact with the aliens at almost exactly the same point. What does that tell you about the formula for sci-fi?
Excuse me.
Before I got speaking,
no idea. Sit down. We could use some help with the spectrum analysis, okay?
Oh, God, listen to that.
I'll get you the headsets.
So I'll just come right to the point, shall I? This person... Your having sent this announcement all over the world may well constitute a breach of national security.
But if this isn't a person-to-person call,
yeah.
You can't possibly think that a civilization sending this kind of message would intend it just for America.
I'm saying you might have consulted us. Obviously, the contents of this message could be extremely sensitive.
You want to classify
prime
numbers now?
Because of the Earth's rotation, we're only in line with Vega so many hours a day. The only way to completely monitor the signal is to get the cooperation of other stations. If Dr. Airway hadn't acted quickly, we could have lost key elements.
Okay, fine. They've got the primes, but if you're right about there being a more significant transmission still to come...
Which will also mean the networks have to receive the new code.
Doctor, do you understand that my job is to protect...
You're what?
Harmonic?
Bingo.
And we'll ask for 10 to retune to 8.9247 gigahertz. There's a lot more here, folks.
Right, Fish, let's get on the negative sideband.
Body on it.
What is going on?
Another signal.
Yeah, it's second signal of double frequency. Looks like... Somebody get a TV monitor. Press recording into the image processor.
Want the new data?
The new frequency, the one we just recorded.
Hi.
David, would you explain this to me, please?
Along with the prime, there's another signal. Looks like a TV transmission.
We're hot.
We're going to need a geodetic survey map of Wyoming. I want this down to the square yard.
You patch in.
Try and stabilize it. Can we make a lot of fish?
It's almost like they're two different interlaced frames. It's framing the wall. Trying frame two.
I've got an offset carrier here. I think it's on it.
Darth Vader, he works for the dark side.
The dark side.
Luke comes from Tatooine, and the Force, it is his guide. Love watching that lightsaber duel. Got a thing for Chewbacca Wookiees. Make me drool.
Going to see Star Wars.
Can't wait to see Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
May the Force be with you, baby.
Star Wars.
X-Wings and TIE Fighters.
What's going on? You're not gonna believe this.
Hmm.
anybody speak German?
I declare the games in Berlin at the celebration of the first Olympics of the new era is open.
Get me the White House.
20 million people died defeating that son of a bitch, and he's our first ambassador to outer space.
Actually, the Hitler
broadcast from the 36 Olympics was the first television transmission of any power that went into space. That they recorded it and sent it back is simply a way of saying, hello, we heard you.
Or see, Kyle, you're our kind of people.
Wait, I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Hitler and his
policies. Yeah, you're our kind of people.
It's highly unlikely that they would understand what they were looking at, and people need to understand the science.
People are in very good hands, Dr. Arroway. We'll take it from here.
The White House has just released a statement confirming that a message of unknown origin emanating from deep space has been received by American scientists. Claire Shipman is at the White House.
Donna, we've just been told that the president will have only a few brief remarks about today's extraordinary announcement and that he won't be taking any questions from the press.
Good afternoon.
Bill, is that you?
Glad to be
Are you there, Bill?
Science and technology.
Bill, it is you.
This is the product of years of exploration by some of the world's most distinguished scientists. Like all discoveries, this one will and should continue to be reviewed, examined, and scrutinized. It must be confirmed by other scientists. But clearly, the fact that something of this magnitude is being explored is another
Fish, what is the story the over here? Program. I thought Ellie was supposed to
and
be I'm on.
Continuing support even in these times.
Guys. You know those interlaced frames that we thought were noise? This says structure. I'm hearing structure.
If this discovery is confirmed, it will surely be one of the most stunning insights into our universe that science has ever uncovered. Its implications are as far-reaching and awe-inspiring as can be imagined. Even as it promises answers to some of our oldest questions, it poses still others even more fundamental. We will continue to listen closely to what it has to say as we continue the search for answers and for knowledge that is as old as humanity itself, but essential to our people's future. Thank you.
Mr. President, I'll answer your questions at the end, but first, a few corrections. The message was received Friday morning, 6:31 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. It was largely mathematical, and in spite of the reports that you may have seen to the contrary, appears to be completely benign in nature. Let me say that again. The message is completely benign. The president has been in touch with the state from around the
you
world,
have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Seward and the Kodan Armada.
The events of the last 48 hours, I'm turning Doesn't you over
so
to the leader
to
of the scientific
No!
As you'll see, interlaced with the frames of the original Hitler image, we found these sections.
Now, we thought they were just noise, but they're actually data, huge amounts of it. Now, when we combine this with the data from the amplification of the original signal, we get these encrypted pages of text. Now, no two are alike, and we've uncovered over 10,000 already.
What does it mean, Doctor?
Well, we have no idea. It could be anything. It could be the first volume of an Encyclopedia Galactica.
Instructions to acquaint us with their colonization procedure.
Moses with a few billion new commandments.
How long will it take to decode it?
It could take forever. Well, we really need a primer.
We need to get the best decryption people we have. I intend to use the VLA as my command post. In the meantime, my office is made out of preliminary budget.
Well, wait a minute. This is a privately funded operation. We're only leasing this time from the government.
This is a more clear-cut case of eminent domain. I've never seen it. I'm going to recommend to the president that we militarize this project immediately.
What? This is my project.
What?
Nobody knows more about these scenarios than I do. David, tell them how many years that I've been working.
Excuse me, could we calm down here? Now, I'm going to recommend that Dr. Drumlin administer and coordinate the decryption effort. However, in light of Dr. Arroway's long experience in these matters, for the time being, she will continue to direct operations at the VLA, with the express understanding that any future discoveries will be kept in the strictest of confidence until such time as the president can decide the most suitable course of action. Understood?
Last year, Americans shot more than 7
This is CNN breaking news.
I've
been in the news business for a long time, and our cameras have never been able to take a picture of a plane crash as it actually happened, or an automobile accident, and get it on the 6 o'clock news.
That's right. That's right. We don't have to see lights. I've seen lights. I'm in
I tell you.
Now, there are all kinds of ideas that would be fun to believe in. Mental telepathy, time travel, immortality, even Santa Claus. Now, I know it's no fun to go home and say, guess what happened today? I was in the shopping center, there was this tremendously bright light, and I rushed outside, and it was an airplane. Wait,
now they will
excuse
have
me, sir. I didn't want to see
TV signals they got from us in the 1930s.
You know, for 15 years, I've been looking for these damn silly lights in the night sky. I've never found any. I'd like to, because I believe in life elsewhere.
Why don't you guys just admit that the Air Force is conducting secret tests in the foothills area?
It would be easy to say yes to that. But I'm not going to mislead you. This is not the case. To tell you the truth, I don't know what you saw.
You can't fool us by agreeing with us.
No. Come on.
I saw Bigfoot once.
I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shake it and I said, ooh-wee. Looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people eater.
I see this big white dot in the sky. And for red, blue, and green, and for this one.
A little visual side note there. The Vega Car Club of Southern California, of course, comes out to the to New Mexico to the satellites because they're all pointed at Vega, which of course is important to the car people.
Mm-hmm.
this mission fully develops. I get white-knuckled just thinking about what might be ahead for those folks.
No.
Your flight will be at 2000 hours. We have a limo that'll take you to the heliport now.
Yes.
And of course the transportation will be provided on the other end.
I still like the flash flood idea.
Where are you going to get the water?
You've got about 2 inches of rain in the last 16
months. We can do a survey of dams and reservoirs in the areas and tell them the one's going to burst.
And besides that, there's not enough water in those reservoirs.
At the HAL plant in Irva. Good afternoon.
Nobody's going to believe the plague in this.
Gentlemen.
Anthrax.
Ranching country.
Yes.
A lot of sheep up on the hill. 9,000 computer.
But it may not evacuate everything.
I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois, on the 12th of January, 1992. My instructor was Mr. Langley, and he taught me to sing songs. If you'd like to hear it, I can sing it for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it, Hal. Sing it for me.
Play me your song, Hal. Dead flies in your potato. This is where buddy starts to freak out and build things with his
I'll be there.
Potatoes. Called me out to this airport in the middle of nowhere. Uber rich freak with no hair.
Pierre, Wisconsin. Mother, Joanna, died from complications during childbirth. Early testing indicated high predisposition towards science and mathematics. Father, Theodore, advised to provide enrichment activities along these lines, did so conscientiously until his death from myocardial infarction, November 10, 1974. Graduated from high school in 1979, almost 2 full years early. Awarded full scholarship, MIT, graduated magna cum laude. Doctoral work, Caltech, where you did breakthrough work on the lanthanide dope ruby maser, dramatically increasing the sensitivity of radio telescopes. Subsequently, offered a teaching position at Harvard University, which you turned down, to pursue SETI work at the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. Changes in NSF policy gave rise to certain funding problems.
Dang.
At which point, you came to
Roy!
Roy, what are you doing?
You compromised our security codes.
Once upon a time...
You wouldn't pay an arm and a leg for vegetables, would you?
Roy!
It's a hell of an engine.
Roy!
Please, sit, doctor.
The plants are fine there!
Yes, so really, it's important to me that they feel welcome in my home.
You live here?
I find it convenient to keep my inner assets mobile. Anyway, I've had my fill of life on the ground.
Well, I guess I should thank you for having bailed me out all that time.
I know a good bet when I see one. Earl Grey, no sugar, no milk, I believe.
What am I doing here?
Isn't that what we're all trying to figure out? Ellie?
How is the before I do, I wish to make a small contribution, a final gesture of goodwill to the people of this little planet that have given. From whom I have taken so much.
Yes, I have.
Clever girl. Lights.
How hard could it be?
Pages and pages of data. Over 63,000 in all. And on the perimeter of each...
Alignment symbols, registration mark, but they don't line up.
They do. If you think like a Vegan. An alien intelligence is going to be more advanced. And that means efficiency functioning on multiple levels and in multiple dimensions.
Yes, Ellie. Think in multiple dimensions.
Yes, of course. Where's the primer?
You see, every three-dimensional page contains a piece of the primer. There it was all the time, staring you in the face. Buried within the message itself is the
key to decoding it. Within the layering of the matrix, we have these basic equations. So with this very elementary foundation, they've given us a kind of general scientific vocabulary. We now have the symbols for true and false.
This was the key, to put it simply, that allowed us to decipher their language for physics, geometry, chemistry. Next frame, Ellie.
Yes, and when we apply this to the rest of the message...
That river form. I told him he wasn't in the river. He wasn't in the river. And they went around to every house within 5 miles, looking inside that dark refrigerator.
Our mission is to monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth.
Trojan horse. We build it, not for the entire Vegan army.
My father even risking the
Unlimited technology from the whole universe, and we cruise around in a Ford POS.
They fax down these construction documents from outer space. We poor saps build whatever this thing is and blow ourselves to kingdom come.
There's no reason to believe that their intentions are hostile.
Why is it the default position of the eggheads that aliens are always being denied? Why is that?
We pose no threat to them. It would be like us going out of our way to destroy a few microbes.
Interesting analogy. And how guilty would we feel if we went and destroyed a few microbes on an anthill in Africa?
I hope you're right, Doctor. I really do. But right now, my job is to protect American lives from any plausible threat. And in that regard, I am obligated to assume the worst.
Well, yes, and I'm forced to agree with you. But my problem is this. The content of that message is morally ambiguous at best.
Morally ambiguous.
Our internal numbers show support for this is incredibly soft. So if the president wishes to stay this course, I can guarantee you you're going to find his numbers going south like a duck in winter.
This is nuts.
Excuse me. We know nothing of these creatures' values. The fact of the matter is, we don't even know whether they believe in God.
This doesn't make any sense.
This is where the whole movie turns.
Excuse me, Dr. Arroway.
Do they believe in God? Do you believe in God?
Here today.
No, of course not. I understand.
Is that the message was written in the language of science.
Now, if it had been religious in nature, it should have taken on the form of a burning bush or a big booming voice from the sky.
But a voice from the sky is exactly what you found, Dr. Arroway. I'm sorry I'm late, ma'am. Now, I agree with Mr. Rank that there are unavoidable religious implications at stake here, but that doesn't justify taking an alarmist position. My hope here is that we can find a common ground, break through any obstacles that may have kept us apart.
Right, well, perhaps we can...
Yes, and I need to make one thing very clear. Our organization will not be qualified to play the flowery New Age rhetoric.
Mr. President.
The President met with his top advisors today regarding the latest efforts to decode the message. While there have been reports of some progress, the official line remains a cautious one.
If you're asking me when we'll find out what the purpose of that machine is, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year.
Here he is.
The man
with his big
girl. All right, open
the band.
Hold it.
How can we go together?
Watch your step.
You're discovering all of this. Must be a little vindication. I'm really happy for you.
Are you? Mr. Joss, the president's waiting. The president's waiting.
We have very little time, Mr. Neary. This is Mr. Lacombe.
Hello.
We need answers from you.
See the reception tonight?
You're honest? Direct.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss it.
Where is Jillian?
Great.
Est-ce que vous rendez compte du danger que vous courez, vous et votre ami?
Do you realize the danger that you and your friend have risked?
En venant ici, vous exposez au gaz toxique?
In coming here, you've exposed yourself to toxic gas.
Well, I'm alive. We're talking.
We're talking.
C'est vrai, Monsieur Neary.
Oh, this is true, Mr. Neary.
Mais si les vents dominants avaient soufflé du sud au lieu du nord,
prevailing winds were blowing from the south instead of the north.
Cette conversation n'aurait même pas lieu.
This conversation would not be taking place.
Nothing wrong with the air. Qu'est-ce que vous faites de ça?
What makes you say that?
I just know. There's nothing wrong with it.
Go outside and make me a liar.
Look, I want to talk to the man in charge.
Mr. Lacombe is the highest authority.
He isn't even an American.
Monsieur Neary, êtes-vous un artiste, un peintre?
Mr. Neary, are you an artist or a painter?
More chaos.
No.
What about God? What about morality?
Des sons curieux dans votre oreille, des sons persistants.
You've been hearing a persistent ringing in your ears.
Presque agréable, mélodique.
An agreeable ringing.
No.
Avez-vous des maux de tête, des migraines?
You having headaches, migraines? Yeah.
Irritation des yeux et du sinus.
An irritation in your eyes and your sinuses.
Yeah. Des démangeaisons, des allergies.
Do you have hives? Do you have allergies?
Des brûlures sur le visage et sur le corps.
You're burning on your face and on your body.
Yes. Who are you people?
Look at this.
Yeah, I got one just like in my living room. Who are you people?
Monsieur Neary, please, one more question. N'avez-vous pas fait récemment une rencontre?
Have you recently had a close encounter?
Une rencontre plutôt inhabituelle.
A close encounter with something very unusual.
A close encounter?
Who are you people? Monsieur Neri, s'il vous plaît, regardez bien les visages de ces gens, de ces hommes et de ces femmes, et puis dites-moi si vous les connaissez, ou alors sont-ils des étrangers?
Strangers to you?
Yeah, except for her. Je vous ai cru obligé, allez-vous devenir ici?
The two of you felt compelled to be here?
Yeah, you might say that. Mais qu'est-ce que vous trouver?
But what did you expect to find?
An answer. That's not crazy, is it? Je crois qu'on pourrait les mettre dans l'hélicoptère avec les autres, je parlerai au major.
Il faudrait peut-être vérifier cette crédibilité.
Non, j'ai confiance en mon intuition. Ces gens-là ont été choisis au hasard. C'était eux, ça aurait pu être d'autres. Ils n'ont rien de spécial. Ils sont simplement trouvés au bon endroit, au bon moment.
Hold it. Is that it? Is that all you're gonna ask me? Well, I got a couple of thousand goddamn questions, you know? I want to speak to someone in charge. I want to lodge a complaint. You have no right to make people crazy. You think I investigate every Walter Cronkite story there is, huh? If this is just nerve gas, how come I know everything in such detail? I never been here before. How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who the hell are you people?
I don't know, but God and morality are going to finish this off.
Is it true what they say about the way you people are gifted? Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Thank you, Madeline.
Whoever's responsible, I want their head on a platter, Kelly.
What happened?
You were right all along.
The decryption team here at the VLA has been working around the clock, and all the hard work has finally paid off. This key sets an uncovered site, and it is a decryption device that shows an illustration of what is unmistakably a human figure inside a geometric structure of some kind. This and other contextual clues.
Uh-oh, they're gonna build a contraption for launching a person into space. Oh no, what's gonna happen now?
Brought in 12 people to the decontamination camp instead of the evacuation center where they belong.
I'd like to know why.
Because it's been something.
Because this means something.
Les gens sont venus de partout dans le pays.
These people have come from all over their country.
Dans un endroit dont on leur a dit qu'il était dangereux pour leur vie.
To a place they have been told will endanger their lives.
Pourquoi?
Why?
Why?
They are
well,
crazy.
Because somebody could be trying to subvert this whole operation by sending in fanatics and cultists and Christ knows what all.
Oh, there.
Yes.
Fanatics and cultists?
Il s'agit d'un petit groupe de gens.
This is a small group of people
qui ont eu la même vision en même temps.
Who have shared a vision in common.
Look. It's still a mystery to me. Why is there Harry? Even they do not know why.
Jillian! Jillian!
Dude, you'll be poisoned!
Listen! There's nothing wrong with the air around here. The army is getting us out of here because they don't want any witnesses.
But if the army doesn't want us here, they can get out of our business.
I'm free.
The only way to see here is to take
you
off this
door.
You can take us off. You can take us off.
Every one of these patients.
Rapid shutdown sequence. Security, move the emergency response team into position one.
Get me Trouble Not a Stroller, please.
Or Master Power.
Got it.
Oh. David, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear.
We've got a security breach here. Right behind you. The tall guy. The technician. See him?
Drive power.
Oh. He's not supposed to be there.
I've seen spirits.
David,
he's got
something
in his
hand.
Hey! Hey,
security,
please!
Bomb. He's got a bomb.
I want that emergency response team up on the gantry now. Security, stage one alert. Firecom, move all fire rescue personnel to position one.
Activate the
Thank you.
if I'd be thought it.
Enough to give me accommodations on Mir.
You're living on a space station?
It's quite simple, really. The low oxygen, zero gravity environment is the only thing keeping the cancer from eating me alive. Actually, I quite like it up here. My little room has one hell of a view.
Systems integration site.
Look closer. First rule in government spending. Why build one when you can have two at twice the price? Only this one can be kept secret. Controlled by Americans. Built by the Japanese subcontractors.
Yes.
Who also happen to be recently acquired wholly owned subsidiaries
of Haddon Industries.
They still want an American to go, Doctor. Want to take a ride?
Thank you.
don't have much time.
As soon as I found my wife's machine, I called the president. I came with kids. I had to see you when you died. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm glad you came.
There's something I gotta say to you. The reason I didn't vote for you to go, Ellie, was a good reason, but it wasn't the real one. I didn't vote for you to go because I don't want to lose you. You find your way home, all right?
Hours ago, the world was stunned by the announcement of the existence of a second machine and its passenger, Eleanor Ann Arroway. Now, the question that's on everyone's mind, will history repeat itself? With a piece of engineering this complex, with so many unknowns, could the unthinkable occur? The security in Hokkaido has been incredibly tight. No reporters whatsoever have been allowed near the site.